To me, one of the most powerful psalms that David wrote is Psalm number 27. The whole thing is absolutely incredible. It begins in verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? I mean, think about that, the confidence that can come to us from knowing that God is behind us. Listen again, David wrote, "The Lord is my light," he began. Now, what does it mean to have the Lord as our light? Well, God's light is more powerful than any darkness. The light of Hashem, the light of God, dispels every false light. So David said, "The Lord is my light," and the light of God is eternal. David knew that the light of his Father was for him, and so he said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" And then he continued, "The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread?" What's dread? Dread is to be looking into the future with this ominous type of fear, just this sense that something bad's going to happen. But David said, "What shall I dread? The Lord is the defense of my life." I pray for you and I pray for myself that Father God would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation to truly understand that those of us that are in Yeshua, those of us that are in the body of Messiah, we can claim that same thing, that the Lord is our light and our salvation. What should we be afraid of? The Lord is the defense of our life. What should we dread? Paul wrote, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" May God impart to you a spirit of power and faith that you would know that He is truly with you, that His light is over you and in you, that He goes with you wherever you go, and He is the defense of your life. And because of that, we should be afraid of nothing.